Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another cool start, but we're headed to the warmest day potentially of the year. I'll show you why that's not going to last too long.
Today, school leaders in Durham are planning for next year's budget after ongoing pay issues. Just ahead, how they're calling on the county for help.
This morning, the search is on for five teenagers who ran away from Raleigh's Holly Hill Hospital.
You know, I trusted this place with my child, and if I had known, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
We're hearing from parents of one of the missing teens who is calling on the state to review its involuntary commitment procedure.
And the ACC tournament is in full swing. A preview of today's matchups include two Triangle teams going head-to-head. Certainly a lot of people are excited for that game between NC State and Duke. A lot of people are going to be watching that. But first, before we get to that, we want to say good morning and thanks for joining us here on WREL. I'm Chris Lovinggood.
And I'm Renee Chu. I think so many people are fans of this beautiful weather. 78 was certainly nice yesterday. Today, maybe 80 degrees or higher. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center with what we could see.
It's going to be a beautiful sunrise, just like we've seen the last several days. This is a live look at Zebulon. Skies are clear. Temperatures are cool, similar to yesterday. We're starting off mostly in the mid to upper 40s with a couple of exceptions. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue for clear skies, and we'll see that all day long. It is 37 in Roxburgh. That's our cool spot, but a lot of mid-40s out there, 44 in Clinton, 47 Fayetteville, 45 Rocky Mount, 43 in Goldsboro and in Southern Pines. We climb all the way into the mid-70s at lunchtime, so perfect lunch hour outside if you have that opportunity. And then highs in the low 80s. Even during the evening, temperatures will stay in the 70s well through 7 or 8 p.m., so you'll have time to get out and enjoy it. Let's jump ahead to tomorrow. All week long, we've been talking about a chance for rain on Friday. The high-resolution model now has the potential for a quick shower or isolated thunderstorm to roll through just after lunchtime. It's mainly out of here by the time we get to the evening commute with a few breaks in the clouds and maybe a quick sprinkle or two after that. But it doesn't look like we're going to see hardly any rain out of that, and it moves in and out very quickly. There is a level one risk for severe storms to the west of us down near Charlotte. It does not include any part of our viewing area. We'll take a look at the remainder of the weekend and show you when we could see a little light rain coming up. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. I am in for Brian Trader this morning. I'll take you out on the roads. This is I-87 at New Hope Road. Things looking good this morning. Obviously, a lot of cars on the road, a lot of people making their way to work. But the good news is we are not seeing any delays so far this morning. I'll show you the big picture. All of our major routes through Raleigh, Durham, Apex, Clayton, all looking good this morning. But I will take you up to Durham just to take a little bit of a closer look here. 885 and 40. All looking good. If you are in that area, I also have some drive times for you. And again, like I said, not seeing many delays so far this morning.
And happening now in the WRA Live, some new information about a crash in Moore County that we reported on earlier this week. Take a look at video from that crash scene on 15501. Carthage Police this morning releasing the name of the man who died. He was 56-year-old Sean Leon Watson of Aberdeen. Police say Watson's car crossed the center line and crashed head-on into a dump truck. That driver was not seriously hurt. A third vehicle was involved. That driver was not seriously hurt either. No word yet on why Watson's vehicle crossed the center line. We'll keep you updated with any new additional information if it comes into the newsroom.
Today, the father of the teenager accused of killing five people in a shooting rampage in Raleigh's Headingham neighborhood is due in court. Alan Thompson faces a misdemeanor charge of failing to store firearms to protect minors. Thompson's son, Austin, who is now 16, faces five counts of murder in the October 2022 shooting spree. Alan Thompson's hearing is scheduled for 7:45 this morning. New this morning, a Harnett County man is in jail after a traffic stop led to a fight with a state trooper. This happened at the Circle K on South Main Street in Lillington around 9 last night. Highway Patrol says the man was pulled over for expired tags. However, the trooper saw the driver had open containers of alcohol and appeared to be drunk, so he tried to arrest him. That's when witnesses say a fight broke out between the driver and the trooper. The trooper called for backup and was able to restrain the man. The driver was taken into custody. It's not clear what charges he faces.
Today, the Durham Public School Board is taking the next step toward addressing their budget concerns. They'll meet with county commissioners to talk about ways to solve their ongoing pay issues with classified staff. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live right now in Durham. Kelsey, the school board has been trying to address this on their own, but now That's why they're turning to the county commissioners to see what they can do.
Chris, school board members will be coming here to downtown Durham on Main Street to talk to these county commissioners about next year's budget. This is going to be the first time that they have met for a joint meeting since November. Hundreds of employees were protesting over ongoing pay issues back in January. Today, the school board will talk about their needs for next year's budget. Pay for classified employees is at the top of that list. Exact figures won't be discussed today. DPS is still working on a recommendation for a salary schedule model. Board Vice Chair Emily Chavez says there's already a mandated 3% salary increase for classified staff next school year. That increase is coming from the state. The question now is, how much can the county add to that amount?
I think the conversation is obviously critical, and we want to continue to have trust between the board and the county commission. And we also want to see our salaries increase across the county.
Once the school district receives their salary schedule model, then the superintendent will have to present a new budget. Interim Superintendent Caddy Moore is expected to do that on April 11th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
This morning, we're hearing about concerns from parents of the minors who disappeared from Holly Hill Hospital in Raleigh. Five teenagers were reported missing after leaving the hospital without permission over the weekend. Parents have not been given updates from the hospital. Management there says the hospital is working with police to find them. Kristen Chavis Anthony says her 15-year-old son, Ivan Spence, is among those missing. She said a detective told her the group of teens took a staff member's badge and then escaped.
What protocols do you guys have in place is that, like, one person could easily be, I guess, ganged up on by five teenagers? You know, I trusted this place with my child, and if I had known, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
WRL also spoke with the mom of a teen who disappeared from Holly Hill 3 years ago. She's calling on the state to review its involuntary commitment process.
Look at your screens. I want you to look at this. The moment Eric Hernandez Mendez walked out of a courtroom to begin serving a life sentence without the chance of parole, the jury delivered a guilty verdict in the death of Christina Matos, the NC State student who was stabbed to death in 2021. Her mother described the anguish she feels every day because her daughter is gone.
You in the evil, you don't have compassion for the only person that can help you. The only person that wants a good future for you.
And listen to me, I never pardon you. Never, never.
Matos and Hernandez Mendez were married for 5 days before she was murdered. He called it a sham marriage to get his green card.
Tonight, prayer vigils will be held for Alicia Watts in Southern Pines. Another vigil is planned for tomorrow in Troy. Her body was found in Montgomery County in August of last year, a month after she disappeared. Yesterday, her autopsy was released, and the cause of death is undetermined. Watts' body was badly decomposed when it was found, so officials had to use dental records and tattoos to help identify her. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, is charged with her murder.
This morning, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to deliver what he calls a major address on the Senate floor at the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. The New York senator said the address will be focused on a solution in the Middle East. Right now, there are no signs of a ceasefire the U.S. has been pushing for. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended his policies and says Israel will move ahead with plans for a military offensive in Rafah. According to the Gaza Health Ministry, 31,000 people have died there since the war began.
Investigators in Tennessee are looking into whether missing college student Riley Strain was served more alcohol than he should have been at a bar before he vanished. State law prohibits serving alcoholic drinks to anyone who is visibly drunk. Strain has been missing since last Friday. He was reportedly kicked out of a bar in downtown Nashville. Recently released surveillance video shows Strain struggling to walk around downtown the same night he disappeared. A vigil was held in his hometown in Illinois yesterday.
All three Triangle teams will be playing in the ACC basketball tournament's quarterfinals today. Top-seeded UNC tips off with Florida State at noon. And Duke and NC State will be playing each other after NC State advanced against with a win over Syracuse. Now, NC State pulled away in the second half for an 83-65 win over the Orange last night. Their next challenge is a big one. as they tip off with the Blue Devils at 7 o'clock tonight. The other quarterfinal matchups have Pitt facing Wake Forest and Boston College playing Virginia. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Washington for the tournament, and coming up in the next half hour, she takes a closer look at today's games. Forever chemicals were found inside the water of a marina near Fayetteville. Coming up, what we know about the contamination and how it got there.
And the person in charge of weapons on the set of the movie Rust will soon learn her fate. The coming court date for the woman charged in the deadly shooting on that movie set.
And today could be the warmest day of the year so far. Highs in the 80s for the next couple of days. But we're also looking at an isolated potential for some storms on Friday. I'll walk you through it.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And it is a pleasantly cool morning, 45 in Wilson, 47 in Durham, 47 in Fayetteville. These temperatures are similar to what we saw yesterday. A jacket will probably be fine, and then you're going to shed it by lunchtime. We'll climb on up into the mid-70s by noon today. Our skies are clear like yesterday. We're looking at, again, at a cool start with clear skies, lots of sunshine heading out the door. Walking the dog this morning, it probably feels great in a jacket. But like I said, by lunchtime, we're in the mid-70s. We'll see highs in the low 80s this afternoon. For the first time this year, this will be the warmest temperature that we've seen so far for 2024. That's not likely to last too long. I mean, it is March. We're not looking at, you know, May just yet. But I'll show you why we'll be so much colder for next week coming up in just a few minutes. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. As the morning is picking up, we are starting to see our first crashes of the morning. You can see here on the map, I'm tracking this crash right here. This one just popping up, Capitol Boulevard at Old Wake Forest Road. This is not causing any delays right now on the maps here. It is showing all green, but I will keep an eye on that. Another crash that I'm also following this morning out west near Siler City is a serious one. It's on U.S. Highway 64 westbound. We are seeing some delays. You can see the red on the map there. I am working to get pictures of that. As soon as I do, I will bring you the latest with that crash. Over in Durham, all of our major routes there looking good this morning, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. A sentencing date has been set for the armorer convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the Rust movie set shooting. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is set to be sentenced on April 15th. A New Mexico jury found her guilty last week of manslaughter in the 2021 shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins after Alec Baldwin was holding the gun. Gutierrez-Reed was found responsible for the fact that it had live ammunition, not blanks. She faces up to 18 months in prison. Gutierrez-Reed's attorney said they plan to appeal this.
Forever chemicals known as PFAS have been found in a North Carolina marina in White Oak. That's 30 minutes south of Fayetteville. PFAS are harmful to the environment. Studies have linked them to health problems like cancer. Duke environmental professor Dr. Lee Ferguson recently found PFAS in firefighting foam in marinas and dry stack storages for boats. He says it only takes a small amount to create a large contamination.
It doesn't take much firefighting foam to lead to, you know, a measurable contamination. And so that's actually one of the concerns that I have is that, you know, the large quantities that are used in these fire suppression systems would really constitute a pretty significant source of PFAS if they were ever released.
The waterkeeper of the marina says the next step is to work on outreach to educate people about PFAS and the ways to safely remove them from your water.
Ahead this morning on the Today Show, we are going to hear from actress Olivia Munn's doctor after the actress's breast cancer diagnosis was revealed.
Olivia says that she wasn't going to be going in for another mammogram for a year. What would have happened in that year, potentially?
Her cancer would have grown. She had an aggressive cancer. She probably wouldn't have been early stage.
More of that exclusive interview is coming up on the Today Show, which airs right here on WREL starting at 7. All right, let's get you started because we know you're going to begin that morning commute in just a bit. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now getting you four different pictures of what it looks like out right now. But the rest of the day, that's what I'm looking forward to, Elizabeth.
Four pictures of dark conditions. But it is going to be a beautiful sunrise, I promise. Right now it is 6:17, so we give it another 30, 45 minutes, and it's going to be a pretty sky there in Goldsboro as well as in Apex. Our skies are clear. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Let's check out the weekend. We know today is going to be absolutely gorgeous, but let's look at Friday. Partly cloudy skies, but by lunchtime we'll cloud up, and in the afternoon we're going to have a narrow band of rain that moves through. It's not going to be a soaker, but we're going to walk through that. Still going to be a warm day tomorrow at 82. We'll see 81 today, so these are going to be the warmest days that we've seen so far this year. And our first 80-degree days. It's a little cooler over the weekend, but still well above normal. 73 Saturday, 74 on Sunday. We'll see variably cloudy skies over the weekend and only a minimal chance for rain if you have outdoor plans Saturday and Sunday. I really think things are looking pretty good. This is the system that's headed our way for Friday. Close to the low and near the warm front, we've seen a lot of severe storms overnight last night. Those yellow boxes that are popping up there are where we have current severe thunderstorm warnings. We don't have much of a chance of that here, but just to our west, there is a level one risk. I'll show you where that is coming up. All right, jumping ahead to Friday in the morning, we're mainly clear. By lunchtime, we start to see the clouds thickening up. And between 1 and 2 o'clock, we have this narrow band that moves across the viewing area. There's 3 o'clock from Raleigh up towards South Hill and Rocky Mount. And by 4 o'clock, it's out of here. So it moves through pretty quickly. There may be an isolated thunderstorm along with that, a little bit of rain. But again, it's probably going to move across your viewing, your area within 30 minutes or so. And that's it. Now, there could be an isolated sprinkle on Friday night, but really the bulk of the rain moves on out. The cold front slides through. That's what's going to help to drop our temperatures for Saturday and Sunday. But Saturday is looking good. I mean, there may be some areas where we have some cloudy skies on Saturday, but you know, it really looks like it'll be partly cloudy. Of course, on Friday, we do have that level one risk for severe storms over towards Charlotte. It is not in our viewing area, but it's only a county away from the Sand Hills. Still, I wouldn't anticipate seeing severe storms for us. Let's jump ahead to Sunday. We're looking at mostly sunny skies to start the day on Sunday, increasing clouds in the afternoon. And then this version of Futurecast shows a few isolated showers south of the Triangle area during the evening. But right now that looks like about it. So 30% chance on Friday right after lunchtime. We can't rule out a sprinkle on Saturday, and then Sunday maybe in our southern counties. How much rainfall total for all 3 days? Likely to be a quarter of an inch or less. I mean, we're talking about just a very tiny amount of rain over the weekend, which is great news. We do cool off a little bit Saturday and Sunday, and then our temperatures really take a plunge for next week. I'll show you the pattern change that will bring us the colder temperatures and how long that'll stick around. Coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I want to take you out to near where that crash is. This is I-540 at Capitol Boulevard. Everything is moving really well here, so that is some good news. But this is the area where the map is showing that crash. I'll show you here in just a second. Capitol Boulevard at Old Wake Forest Road. It's in that area, but you just saw the cameras, and things seem to be moving okay. Another crash that I am continuing to follow here. This is a serious crash. U.S. Highway 64 westbound. It looks like the eastbound lanes also seeing some delays right now. So if you are out in that area, just keep that in mind. Elsewhere around the Triangle, things are looking good this morning.
Michelle, thanks. A 5-year-old shot while playing outside with her family in Durham is scared to go home from the hospital.
Justice for my baby. I want whoever did it to be put away.
The challenge for investigators in finding the person or people responsible for that drive-by shooting coming up.
And one of this year's Oscar winners has a new role ahead. And what's trending? The collaboration between Versace and Killian Murphy. That's making history for the brand's newest line.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
One of the stars of Oppenheimer just landed his first luxury clothing partnership.
This year's Best Actor winner, Killian Murphy, is set to lead the Versace Icon campaign. The Irish actor will be the first face of the men's collection in Everyday Essentials line. It's not his first collaboration with the brand. He wore a cerulean Versace shirt on the March 2024 issue of GQ, and his tux at the Oscar was Versace Atelier. The campaign launches on April 3rd. Just keeps winning. Like, the guy just keeps winning. I know he obviously is super popular in Peaky Blinders. He was in Batman Begins, mm-hmm. and now obviously Oppenheimer. So keep killing it, Killian. Do your thing.
Yeah, Donatella Versace says he just has this mesmerizing and magnetic quality about him in front of the camera. So that's one way to bring the Versace brand to life.
I hope I pronounced that right. Is it Atelier? Is that how you say? I'm not a fashion
Atelier.
Guy.
Is it Atelier? Yeah, I'm not a
fashion guy. But I mean, you look fashionable. That's why I was like, you may know.
I'm not wearing that stuff. But you know, I admire that. That cerulean shirt is very nice. Okay, fashion icons JT, Justin Timberlake fans getting a big surprise during his concert in Los Angeles. JT brought out the rest of NSYNC for this surprise reunion during his one night only show. They performed hits It's Gonna Be Me and Bye 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 and more. They also performed their newest song, Paradise. This is Justin's third one-night-only show to promote his new album, Everything I Thought It Was, that will be released tomorrow.
It seems like a lot of performers from their time during their like heyday, they're really capitalizing on the nostalgia factor there. Obviously, bringing NSYNC, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to show up to that. So, yeah, JT, as you called him.
The heyday. In the prime back in the 90s. I think they're all aging very well, like fine wine there. And JT's coming to PNC Arena in June.
You're on a first-name basis with him, aren't you, JT? His nickname on him? She's a big JT fan, apparently. Well, the Kentucky Derby is just a few weeks away, and a big part of the experience, the Derby hats. Mm. And a Louisville hat designer hopes that her designs bring magic that carries on beyond the run for the Roses.
So this room in Angie Schultz's home serves as her boutique. She's been making Derby hats for 20 years. She says each hat takes hours to make. Once she's done adding all the feathers, frills, and flowers, the finishing touches are her signature mark, and there's lots of glitter. When her hats hit the track, she says it's her clients who make them sparkle. And we're looking at some very warm temperatures for the next couple of days. But here comes some Arctic air that drops into North Carolina. I'll show you when to expect that and how long that pattern may last. Plus, Durham Public School leaders are one step closer to resolving the pay issues with employees. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us how the school system is asking county commissioners for help.
You're taking a live look at the White House this morning. Today, White House officials are expected to meet with leaders from the Arab and Muslim communities. It's part of an ongoing effort to address the handling of war in Gaza.